CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, Daniel Henniker, writing his column Wonderland, and In Search of Normalcy. Normalcy. Normalcy is a word that makes everybody smile when you've had a period of contretemps. We certainly have with the pandemic and the election of 2020. And now, normalcy. Where is it? Dan, a very good evening to you. As I follow your reporting in your column, Joe Biden was successful with the idea of normalcy. He's a normal guy. He's a normal senator. He ran a normal campaign during the pandemic. He's got a normal feel. That was his nearly 50 years in Congress. But from your explication about the programs he's advancing, is this normalcy is the question. Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. It sure doesn't look like it. But yeah, that was Joe Biden, recall, stood on a primary stage with seven or eight other Democrats, and he was in there in the middle, and he just came across as kind of Casper the Friendly Ghost, a smiling, congenial lifetime senator. And the idea was that after the disruptions and tumult of Donald Trump's presidency, whether you liked it or not, and then added to that the coronavirus pandemic and a shutdown of America, that the Biden campaign believed that voters were looking for a period of stability, calm, and indeed normalcy. Well, Biden won the election very narrowly. And what does he do within weeks of winning, but announce that what he's going to do is, in his words, go big? So he went big and proposed the greatest array of entitlements and tax increases since LBJ's Great Society in 1965. And I mean, it's just an extraordinary menu of proposals. Everyone agrees it was grandiose. You had Bernie Sanders saying Joe Biden could be the most progressive president since FDR. FDR, of course, did the New Deal during the depths of the Depression. And so here we are, all of a sudden, with having gone big, Joe Biden's agenda bogging down in Washington. That was the story of the past week. The infrastructure talks with the Republicans and Senator Capito collapsed. It's now a question of just how much they're going to be able to pass at all. And you have to ask in retrospect, what happened to the candidacy based on normalcy? How did we suddenly get the second coming of the Great Society? And it remains something of a mystery, John. I do believe it has a lot to do with the gains the Progressive Party made inside the Democratic Party over the last 4 years. Notwithstanding Biden winning the nomination and the election, they were in control. They may have thought they were going to get bigger margins in the Senate and in the House, but they were not going to step back from pursuing these goals. This was their opportunity, and Joe Biden has signed on to it as their leader.
It didn't stop at the shoreline, Dan. The president in Europe, with our G7 partners, going for what appears to be a gigantic go-big tax regimen that has been called a cartel. I don't recall this being discussed during the campaign. Maybe it was, but it's not enough to talk about raising cap gains tax or increased audits at the IRS or taxing the rich. It's now looking like a search for revenue worldwide to be enforced by, I guess, the strongest powers. This global tax is a mystery to me, except for how you're going to collect it, if not some global tax IRS, some enforcement mechanism.
Well, it's a fascinating phenomenon, the global minimum tax that Janet Yellen began or initiated with a tentative agreement with the G7 last week. And I think it's of a piece, John, with what we were just talking about, this extraordinarily grandiose and extravagant spending proposals, entitlements, really. This is not just spending. These are permanent entitlements, child care, family leave, pre-K, free pre-K, free community college. You know, what it adds up to really is what Democratic progressives in this country have really wanted for a long time, which essentially to move the United States towards a model of democratic socialism, the welfare state, modeled after Germany and France, but especially Germany and the Scandinavian countries. To do that, you need a steady flow of tax revenue. And people in Europe are, by and large, taxed very heavily to support that welfare state. And the Biden proposals do depend very much on him getting his tax proposals through. He claims it's only going to be corporations and the wealthy, but over time, it means everyone's going to have to be taxed. And, John, I honestly think it all adds up to an agenda that the American people, having just come through the coronavirus pandemic, are really quite taken aback by it. It's not what they're in the mood for. It's not what they thought reason was for Biden winning this election. So yeah, I think it could all just come, not crashing down, but just slowly implode on Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Dan, I mean to be a little bit ironical, but I don't think Joe Biden's the man who actually believes he should raise us up and up so we're just like Alsace-Lorraine. I don't think that's him. I really don't. I think he's a reasonable, get-along-to-go-along senator. Nothing's changed. Yes, he might have a progressive party that's unusual, but they've been there before. When that talk of LBJ, I don't know. That was exciting, but I don't think he actually believes it. So is he somebody to discipline this go big, to come home and say, you know, we're just going to do this in little steps here because we just got out of a pandemic?
Yeah, that might be his instinct. A lifelong senator, this is the way things work in the Senate. Proposals bogged down. He's, a man of compromise. I think that probably is his instinct. The left won't stand still for it. There are senators even, such as Senator Heinrich of New Mexico, said he does not want to see them pull back on these proposals. But we shall see. Joe Biden is trying to protect his legacy as president. He does not want to finish the first year in a state of failure. So it is not beyond imagining that they could strike a compromise. But I wouldn't bet on it. These two parties are pretty far apart. And you could see Joe Biden's presidency ending the year in a famous word, gridlock.
About the Republican Party, we just have a minute, Dan. It also wants normalcy. Yes, that's what ordinary raising money, shaking hands, talking about just going back to school, recovering from the pandemic, paying for the debts, normalcy. And there are moments, Dan, when I read the editorial page, I think it's breaking out in the Republican Party, too. It's popular.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. The Republican Party cannot default to it, though, and just expect it will be handed to them. They're going to have to propose an alternative vision, which does include a more traditional, I think, norm-based vision of American public life and private life. And the American mood, I think, after the pandemic crisis is there for something like that, if only some of the Republican leadership can articulate it.
And the Republican leadership to emerge once we get through the 2022 election. President Biden's in Europe. He is coming home to a Senate right now that's looking for a pathway, looking for a compromise. Will the man who knows how to compromise meet his own Senate colleagues once upon a time? Dan Henniker, deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.